Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back with you, and we're going today to deal with sin, and the next couple of programs we'll be dealing with sin and how that you and I should live for the Lord. And we're going to, if you'd like to read with me, if you'll turn to the sixth chapter of Romans, we'll be dealing with it. I'm reading first from the 23rd verse of the third chapter of Genesis. The one time Satan was in heaven, and he is up there, and he had this war with Michael and the angels, and of course he deceived some of God's angels, and he was put out. And then at the Garden of Eden, at this 23rd verse, listen, this is the Lord spoke there. Therefore the Lord sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence it was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. So from now on, it's going to take people a living a lie free from the sins of this life. And in the sixth chapter of Romans, Paul does, I think, a great job in explaining the condition that we should be in and how that we should live. Listen at the first verse. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? So this is a purpose now, and this is an explanation for the man, the child of God, men and women that serve God. God forbids sin. He forbids them to sin. And of course, this is the Word of God. It's been written a long time, and I'm going to try to deal with it with as much understanding as I can. Know ye not that so many of us, as were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death has no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. So Christ came, he lived, gave his life on the cross of Calvary, hung through the greatest shame that a man could hang before men and women, between two thieves, and live the life, a life of freedom from sin, a life free from guile, a life that a heavenly life, one that men and women one of these days will enjoy. Just think, if sin entered heaven anymore, if sin could go to heaven, then heaven would be just like it is here, because wherever Satan is, wherever Satan deals, there's destruction, there's worry, there's things that's cast upon the hearts of men and women. But it'll never be anymore, not in heaven. One time you and I, if we're born of God and live the life that he has required of us in this life, if we live this life and we get to heaven, there'll be no more worry of what Satan can do, because his days will be over. Because the Lord made a place for Satan and his angels, and he's placed them in this place, and this is where they'll be eternally. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So then a man and a woman, before Christ comes, their entire being, their life is living for Satan. Every man and every woman that ever become accountable of their sins automatically took up the life of sin because of the death that was taking place there in the Garden of Eden. And we want you to think very much, because for a while now we'll be talking a great deal about sin and about the intentions that God has for you and I and for men upon this earth, because heaven is going to be a glorious place, and we'll keep this before you, God being willing. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. So this cleansing, when Christ comes into your life, when Christ moves back the things and cleanses you, cleanses this temple, and he moves in it, then you'll be under grace and not unto the life of carnality. And as we've spoke many times, as Paul, you know, said, he died daily to the things of this life. He gave, Christ took him, rather, as a prisoner and caused him. And he's written many books and beautiful words on the life that a Christian should live. Now the 14th verse, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. So after Christ comes in, you're living a life free from sin. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. So there's no way that we could come to the place, and I've never understood how that people could teach that Christ would come into your life and then continue on in sin and continue to sin and still be Christ, because Christ is clean. The ways of Christ, the way of holiness, is clean and it's pure, it's undefiled. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey his servant, ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. So then, if you serve Satan, you're dead. You're dead to the life of Christ. You're dead to the goodness of God. And when Christ come in, he forbids sin to be in your life, because you'll be obedient unto the righteousness of God. You'll be humble before God, and you'll live a life that pleasing to God. But God be thanks that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servant of righteousness. So you see, this scripture is itself explanatory. This scripture makes it plain that God will not have sin. A person will not continue in sin one time that the grace of God and the love of God and the Spirit of God comes within that man and that woman. Sin will not abound there as long as you're a Christian. And in our next program, we'll explain to you the difference in the man of being begotten of God and the man and woman being born of God. 19th verse, I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmities of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. So one time that life has made its change, one time that God has come into that life, and cleansed you from the sins of this world. You will turn and you will change your life unto holiness, and the end is everlasting life. Now let's read on. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. See? What fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. As Paul explained in the seventh chapter, I believe, of this same book, and explained it to you and I, that when he was in this life, the things that he would do, he didn't do them. The things that he had enjoyed and would like to do, he had sin in his life, and there was no way that he could serve God because he had sin in his life. But, of course, when he went into salvation, received salvation, he took up that life following the Spirit, and that man that follows the Spirit does not commit sin. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? See, he was ashamed, and you will be ashamed of the life that you live. It's not something to brag about. 22nd verse now, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruits unto wholeness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see, it's going to take then a man and a woman living this life free from sin. If we inherit our wages of goodness, if we inherit the life of being with Christ forevermore. And many times I've heard people speaking, and they'll use the phrase throughout eternity. But my friends, when you and I go into eternity, there'll be no out of it. We'll be there, and we'll be there forevermore. Time will stop, and there'll be no more time. We'll just be there. And I've thought about this so many times, and it's hard. It's hard to talk about the goodness of God and the goodness of heaven and the greatness of heaven and not speak. Many people say and many people teach, if you miss heaven, you've missed it all. My friends, you've not missed it all, because if you miss heaven, there is a torment that's been prepared for Satan and his angels. And of course, you, through your own will, through your own lust, through your own entice, will go into this place and be there forevermore. So today, think on this. Make a choice. Make a choice in your heart. If you don't know the Lord, seek God with all of your heart. It'll take all of your mind and all of your strength. It'll take all that you can do to serve God. But bless your heart. One time God comes into your life, he'll make it easy for you. I've heard many people say that they were Christians and testify that it was hard to serve God. Bless your heart, it's not hard to serve God. It's joyous to live and to serve God and to serve him abundantly in this life, because he comes and takes up his abode. And that fruit that he speaks of love, joy, and peace, long-suffering, patience, gentleness, kindness, and charity, all of these things will be in your life and be there to where that you'll enjoy yourself in the love of Christ. Now, our time is most gone, and we'd like to invite you to come to our revival at the Elkwood Holiness Church. Our church is located at 1801 Scott Road at the corner of Elkwood Section. And we'd be delighted to have you. We'll have Brother Brown, Brother Lawrence Brown, and Brother Charles Wilman, and Brother Jack Denson. They'll be there with us. Now may God bless you. Our time is gone. Until the next time, God bless you, and may God bless you richly is our prayer.